This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is moving ahead with the twin target of achieving growth of the agriculture sector and rural prosperity. Addressing a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity virtually today, Mr. Modi said that India's resolve to move towards the goal of a developed India is very clear. He said they are working together towards building an India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. Mr. Modi said the government's effort is to ensure no farmer is left behind and to advance every farmer. He said, considering agriculture as the first engine of development, the government has accorded farmers a place of pride.
PM Kisan Samman Nidhi Yojana 6 saal pehle lagu ki gayi thi. Is yojana ke tahat ab tak lagbhag 4.25 lakh crore rupiye kisanon ko mil chuke hain. इतनी राशि करीब करीब 11 करोड़ किसानों के खाते में सीधे पहुंचाई गई है 6000 रुपए सालाना की इस आर्थिक मदद से ग्रामीण अर्थव्यवस्था सशक्त हो रही है
The Prime Minister said that the government has announced PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana in the Union Budget, under which focus will be on the development of 100 districts with the lowest agricultural productivity in the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the security situation in Manipur and directed to ensure free movement of people on all routes in the state from the 8th of March. Chairing high-level meeting on the security situation in the presence of Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla in New Delhi, Mr. Shah directed to take strict action against those creating obstructions on the roads. Mr. Shah directed that the fencing work on both sides of the designated entry points along with Manipur's international border should be completed at the earliest. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized the importance of reviving ancient knowledge centers in India. Addressing the ceremony marking 75 years of KPB Hinduja College of Commerce in Mumbai, he highlighted eminent educational institutions in the country such as Udantapuri, Takshashila, Vikramshila, Sompura, Nalanda and Vallabhi, where scholars from across the world once came to acquire, impart and exchange knowledge. Mr. Dhankar described the destruction of these renowned institutions as a systematic erasure of centuries of wisdom. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has said it is the government's responsibility to provide medicines to people at lower rates and the government has done its responsibility. Mr. Nadda, along with the Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel, today flagged off the chariot and 10 other vehicles of Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana in New Delhi. The Jan Aushadhi Jan Chetna Saptah is being organized from today till the 7th of March. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda urged everyone to make Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana a public movement. In order to curb air pollution levels in the national capital, the Delhi government today decided that vehicles which are more than 15 years old will not get fuel at petrol pumps after the 31st of March. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa announced several anti-pollution measures after holding a meeting with officials on the issue of air pollution. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Sirsa said the government is installing gadgets at petrol pumps which will identify vehicles older than 15 years. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has reached UK ahead of tomorrow's European Defence Summit. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will hold talks with Mr. Zelensky in London. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and other leaders will also hold talks with the Ukrainian President. Mr. Zelensky reached UK following a heated exchange with US President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance at the White House. However, the Ukrainian president said it is very important that Ukraine is heard. In cricket, South Africa have secured their place in the Champions Trophy 2025 semi-finals with a dominant 7-wicket win against England in Karachi. Opting to bat first, England were bundled out for 179 runs in 38.2 overs. For South Africa, Marco Jansen and Mulder claimed 3 wickets each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.